Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello and welcome to the official Broad Wasted podcast, where we're drunk on theater. I'm your host, Brian Plofsky, and today we are proud to be a part of your Broadway Con world. That's right, we are fathoms below the world above and possibly under the sea, but mostly we're live from the Jacob Javits Center at Broadway Con 2018. We are not on the stage of the Paris Opera House. But don't ask yourself, ugh, why have you brought me here? Because I can feel the positivity. I'm glad you all walked over here because flipping your fins, you don't get too far. But that's all we ask of you. You don't have to be wishing you were somehow here again. You aren't poor, unfortunate souls who want the good times back. Don't give up your dreams, and I remember that you're in the band, so this is the point of no return, sweet child. One last thing. Here at Broadway Con, love never dies.
Oh, my God.
Well, joining us today are the usual... Great, I'm done. That was great.
So who's your guest? I don't know.
Joining us today are the usual angels of music, including Kevin, poor fool, he makes us laugh, Jager.
I'll take it. That's fine.
Kimberly, our game master of the house and unofficial babysitter for the hour.
Oh, okay, I see what you did there.
That was nice.
We're not in a house.
Oh. Yeah. Great. Things are going well.
Yeah.
But with us today is a very special guest. You may know her and her beautiful soprano voice from productions of Phantom of the Opera. Yeah.
You've heard of it.
School of Rock. Phantom of the Opera again. Les Miserables. Love Never Dies. Less people. That's okay. Go see it on tour. Oh, let's see what else. Phantom again. Yep. It Should Have Been You. Yeah. And of course, the one show that you all probably know her from, Phantom of the Opera. Right? But of course, Ariel and the Little Mermaid. So let's give a big, broad-waisted, live welcome to friend of the show.
Friend of the show!
Sierra Burger! Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. That was maybe my favorite intro I've ever had.
You can buy that bio for your next Broadway show.
Yes, yep. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yep, no problem. That's what I'm here for. But you can follow her. I'm sure you all do on Twitter and Instagram. Twitter is Sierra, her name, and then Instagram is her name, but official.
I know. I had to do that annoying official thing because someone was pretending they were me. What?
Uh-oh.
Boo.
Yeah, was it you?
Though, can I just say that... But when I was a young child, then my first AOL Instant Messenger screen name...
Oh, yes, what was it?
Was Barstry.
Oh. Yeah.
Barbara Streisand. Yep.
So, I was like, Barfly?
Barfly? This is the, yeah. No, yeah. Barstry. So,
Sierra, you're such a funny girl.
Oh, my God.
Kevin, don't rain on her parade.
Keep going. I'll love that.
But let's start with, what are you drinking?
What are you drinking? We're drinking Blue Moon.
Yeah.
Blue Moon. Well, you talk. Yeah. Blue Moon. One person's like, yeah.
Yeah.
The Blue Moon representative. How are you doing? Yeah.
What am I having? White wine.
Yeah, white wine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Twist off, yep. Classic bottle, classy one.
Yeah.
Classy.
Yes, the classy one.
We want to make sure your feet are okay.
And I have Earl Grey with a little whiskey in it that came from a flask. What kind of whiskey is it?
It's Hudson Bourbon.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I was like, this could be bad.
Well, we're going to start with some questions for you.
Okay, that's nice.
Awesome. Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
If you were stranded on a desert island, mm-hmm. and you could only see one show before you go to that island, there are no shows on that island.
I'm ready.
What would you see?
Aida.
Oh, yes. That. What's your favorite musical?
Aida. Or Color Purple.
So good.
Ooh, yeah.
Let it be known that I named my cats after Celie and, well, I have Celie and Olivia, who is, those who know the show know that Olivia is the daughter of Celie. Mm-hmm. And my sister has Nettie the cat. So yes. That feels right.
That does feel
yes.
right.
Yes.
Cool.
You want me to continue about that?
You can.
No, go ahead.
What's your favorite experience seeing a show? So it may not be your favorite, but like sitting in that audience was everything.
Oh, of a particular show that I saw?
Yeah, a particular mm-hmm. production, a show in general.
Oh, well, I mean, what I remember very vividly seeing the production of Aida when I was very young. And I think it was, what, is that funny? Did I do something?
No, it's our Aida podcast. We didn't tell you that, guys.
It was Aida.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
But I remember seeing Heather Headley and Sherry Renee Scott and yeah. Adam Pascal. And I remember seeing things that I had never seen before done on a stage.
Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
when she swam like out and made her intro. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I can continue on, but it isn't the Aida podcast.
No, that's okay.
But I remember that.
What was the first show you saw on Broadway?
It was either, I can't remember the very first one, but it was either Chicago or uh-huh. Lion King.
Oh, nice.
Because I saw them all, I saw Chicago, Lion King, Titanic.
Mm.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And the fourth one was super memorable, because I can't remember it right now. What was it? I don't remember.
It was on Broadway in 1997.
Yeah, Chicago.
Right? No, those were great.
It was Chicago, Lion King.
Ragtime?
No, it wasn't Ragtime.
Beauty and the Beast?
No.
Footloose?
No.
Oh, 42nd Street.
People are calling out their trivia.
Of course.
No, it wasn't Chorus Line. No. No,
Hamilton.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. We're just trying to figure it out.
There it is. And we're so, there. Okay.
It's the 30th anniversary of Phantom of the Opera.
Yes. Never heard of it.
Yes. So for the rest of this hour, I'm going to just explain the plot to you all. Okay. Can you talk about, because most recently you were supposed to do it in Paris, correct?
This is true.
Can you tell us a little about that fantastic production?
Yes, that production lasted less than 0 minutes because basically, for those who don't know, I was asked to go and open for the 30th anniversary because London, it turns 30 sooner than it does here. Mm. I don't know if I'm articulating this right, but it's sooner. And so
it's like a time shift thing. Like,
yeah, you know, it's like we got it. Okay, great. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So I had left to go. The celebration, part of the celebration of it turning 30, was that there was going to be the very first all-French production for the very first time in Paris. So it's never been done in French, and it's never been done in Paris. And the show takes place in Paris. So it was going to be this big old deal. I left School of Rock in order to go and do this. I left all my insurance weeks.
Oh, no.
I can't get sick. I don't have insurance. And so I learned the entire score in French, and I moved to Paris. Yeah, whoa. And I moved to Paris, and 2 days into tech rehearsal, the show caught on fire. And yeah, oh, I love that people hadn't heard this, because it got a good, 2 days, it catches on fire, and we're done. The theater is done for. So it never happened.
Would you like to do it now?
Was there, do you have a favorite line
that was translated? Like, that was fun to say in French?
Oh, all of them. It's so beautiful in French.
Doesn't
I was
going to
say
with,
so much better, but I shouldn't. But I did now.
It starts with bonjour, 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 bonjour.
Yeah, bonjour. Yeah. There goes the bacon with the tray. Like. Well, I loved the dressing room scene with Raoul, you know, when it's like... Oh, Raoul, or whatever. It's like, oh, Raoul, so it is you. You know the lines in English when she's like, because you would run into the sea to fetch my scarf. Oh, Raoul, so it is you. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me see. Now I'm putting myself on the spot. I was like,
oh, no.
Monsieur, da-da-da-da. I was like, no, I can't. When I put myself on the spot, I can't remember.
That's it. We'll watch but, a Muzzy later. And,
no, yeah. I'll remember it. I'm going to remember about halfway through. Muzzy. Ah, I remember.
Okay.
Parce que vous aviez plongé au mer pour me rapporter mon écharpe. Oh, Raoul, c'est bien vous.
Yeah.
The only spoken line in the show.
And then something happened 10 years before that?
Yeah, so then 10 years before, so that happens for my extraordinary long time with Phantom. 10 years before that is when I had... opened for the first time in Las Vegas, a Las Vegas production. And about 2 weeks, one person. Yep. Oh, more people.
Well, they thought it was supposed to stay in Vegas.
Yeah.
So
correct. Oh. Yeah.
I'm the groaner king.
So 2 weeks into that, we had just opened that show. And 2 weeks in, a thing malfunctioned. With the set, and it made all the... It's like an actor's nightmare. Every single trap door went open. And you know how it is. There's fog over the stage, so it looks like a lake. And so we go on to the stage. This Anthony Crivello was my Phantom at the time. And we run on. And this is for Final Lair. He, you know, runs in and throws me down. He's looking all grotesque. I come in my giant wedding dress. And
like you do.
Like you do. And I run in and I go straight into a trap and like this. My face hits the stage and my front tooth pops out. Yeah, that's right. Did I mess up my hair doing that?
No.
It still looks cute? Okay, fine. And so I'm literally hanging in the stage, which it was like a 3-story drop. I'm hanging in the stage. My wedding dress saves my life because it's so huge. And I'm hanging in the stage, and I'm like,
amazing.
I know. And I'm like, and you don't know, like, oh, my tooth, but I'm like, something's wrong. Oh, I think my tooth is out. And I look back at Tony, who's all like, but he's looking at me like, like I'm the Phantom. And I just think to myself, well, at least I don't have to smile in this scene.
Oh, right.
Because I never think we should stop. So I just look up at him and I go, have you gorged yourself at laughing your life away?
And the great thing about that is that the doctors in Vegas have seen this before.
They have. Yeah. It is. The place where you should have a tooth out is Vegas because they did it upright. Which is why these look so cute. But the stage manager had to walk out on the stage and be like, stop, and then the curtain. And then I was in the emergency. It was a whole thing.
Did they find your tooth?
They did, but at that point it's too late.
Right, right.
So... How about that?
Yeah, let's. You
so
know.
It's like, is this the show that's gonna kill me? Literally. And if you know the sequel, it does.
See it on tour.
on that note, yeah.
Let's play a game.
Spoiler alert!
Do you say spoiler alert after you give away the plot of Love Never Dies?
You want to be sassy? All right,
yeah, let's play All a game.
All right, yep. Our very first game. I have a quiz.
Ooh. Ooh.
I know we both
the slide is over, sorry.
Okay. That's so interesting.
Yeah, so I have a quiz. It's going to be 2 rounds of questions for each of you.
Okay.
There is, I think, like 1 or 2 tie-break questions, but
God,
keep track of your own score.
I feel like I'm going to lose.
So this quiz has a specific theme. As a proud redhead, I like when there's another one at the table. But there is some fun medieval lore about redheads. That is hilarious. And as not a real redhead, I still believe it is true about myself.
Right. Yeah. Let's do it.
And this,
nor I. This hair color costs a lot of money each month.
Red is hard to maintain, but wonderful. And this is spawned by one time my favorite catcall ever on the street. is a man looking at me and saying, I'd love me some devil children. And I was like, what does that mean? And so I looked it up, and apparently red hair is the flames from the underworld being brought into the this world.
Yeah.
So,
said the Slytherin.
Said the Slytherin. Oh, God. Yes, okay. So, Brian, would you like to go first?
I would love to. Thank you for asking.
Okay, I do have multiple choice for most of these.
Oh, good.
Okay,
yeah. That makes me feel
okay.
Better.
Okay. Brian.
Yeah.
Redheads are actually mutants. The mutated gene MCR1 that causes red hair also causes what? A higher sensitivity to pain, abnormally good hearing, or blue eyes?
I'm gonna go with blue eyes.
Incorrect. It is a higher sensitivity to pain.
Oh, wow.
Redheads need more anesthesia than everyone else. Yeah. I'm also okay.
There you go.
Ooh.
Okay,
you know.
Sierra. Oh God. True or false? Bees have been found to be more attractive to redheads. Attracted to redheads.
Oh, that bee looks real hot.
Oh, bees. Ooh, I love a bee.
Bees
have been found to be more attracted to redheads.
I want to say true.
That is true.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wait, fun fact, I pet bees.
You pet them?
You can pet bees. My uncle taught me how to do it.
How is that a fun fact? That sounds terrifying.
It is a fun fact because you just learned they're attracted to me, so they love it.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Okay, Kevin.
Good.
Oh, Kevin, this is a good question for you, actually.
Okay, I like that.
Ancient Greeks had an interesting theory about the redheaded afterlife.
Okay.
What was it?
That hair was from the underworld? Didn't you
I have that.
You wait.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Is their afterlife nothing because they have no soul?
That's South Park.
They haunt witches.
Haunt the witches?
Yes, or they become vampires.
Redheads?
It's vampires.
Vampires, yeah.
What?
Yeah. The Greeks believed that all redheads would become vampires.
Did you
when
make
they died.
Up the they haunt the witches one?
Yeah.
That's so good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I feel good.
All right, Brian.
Yeah.
I keep giving you the gene questions.
The genie
questions? Red hair is also a recessive gene, mm-hmm. which also... Oh.
I love me a good pun in square.
Oh, God. So, recessive genes often come in pairs. Mm-hmm. So what is a common pairing with red hair? Is it green eyes, a cleft chin, or left-handedness?
Left-handedness.
That is correct.
Ooh.
Wait, yeah. Why did you know that so quickly?
I just guessed.
Is that true? I see a few actual redheads. Are you guys left-handed?
Yeah.
That's really? Crazy to
wow.
me. That's so cool. Okay.
And she's not a plant. She really said
yeah.
that.
Like, you, redhead.
And the fake redheads can spot the real ones.
Yeah.
So I was like, I
when
know
you
right.
said plant, I was like, Audrey too?
Oh, my God.
Okay.
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 Yeah.
Okay, Brian, is that who I'm
Sierra.
On?
No,
Sierra. Oh, goodness.
Unless it's a hard question, then you're on Brian.
No, this is for you.
Is it a science question?
Mark Twain is quoted... While the rest of the species descended from apes, redheads descended from...
Angels of music.
The multiple choice...
Oh, yes, let me do that.
Is, that's not right. Is cats, tigers, or red pandas?
I want to say all of those because I love them so much. Tigers?
Cats! Which is a type of cat.
Which is a type of cat, so we'll give it to you. 50 yeah. points.
Oh my
50%.
God. 50%. Jellicle songs are Jellicle cats.
Yes. All of those cats should be redheads.
Yes. I should have known.
That's actually part of the answer.
Yes. It's
okay.
You sing Jellicle
cats.
Yes. Kevin.
I'm ready.
What are we on points-wise?
I have 5.
I feel like I have so many.
Right.
Okay. Kevin.
We're really good at keeping score.
I didn't know we were supposed to keep
it's
score.
It's 5 to 30. No, to Brian is 0.
Okay.
Right.
Always on board with that.
Right.
Yeah, you
got
one.
Thanks.
Yeah,
science isn't about getting things right.
Wait, we're tied, actually. Isn't it 1-1-1?
Yes.
Didn't you get... Oh.
No, because I didn't get that one.
Oh, yeah, I think it's 1-1-1.
So we're
1-1-1.
Okay, so Kevin, this is your last question.
My last question.
The color... Gosh. So you could win this if you get this right.
Okay.
Oh, Natasha Romanoff is the real name of what redhead superhero?
It's not fair.
Poison Ivy, Scarlet Witch, or Black Widow?
Is it the Black Widow?
It is!
You!
I even changed it because I thought you'd get it wrong!
You can't get that question wrong at a con. They would, like, literally burn you and throw you out of the con.
You're right.
Out of the con. No con for you. Right.
So you win. Do you want the tie break for seconds?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I will put my points on the line.
Oh.
So whoever says the answer, okay. Whoever says this answer first.
Okay.
Because I think you might know it.
32.
No. The answer, no.
The color of Ariel's hair was a point of contention amongst the animators. The red was chosen in part because red and green are complementary colors, but also because this mermaid movie had become popular just as production began.
Splash! Oh,
Splash, yeah.
Starring, what's her name?
Daryl Hannah. Daryl. Because she was blonde, they made Ariel red.
Sierra wins!
Yay! Yay! You literally won all the points.
But I put them on the line for you.
So what does he get for winning?
Applause. Yes!
Applause.
I'm saving that for later.
Thanks, Kevin. So we have a couple more questions for you.
Feels good.
Yeah, we're going to do a... I'll slide these down again.
Okay.
Yeah, this is fun. Yeah, so we're going to do some rapid-fire questions for you.
Okay,
even though we kind of did that already with Aida.
I know, Aida.
Yeah, that's
you just, the answer. If I can't think, I'll just say Aida.
Great. Okay. I think it's a great answer.
Or you guys say Aida.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Give me 2 seconds.
Okay.
When you were a kid, was there anything you were just super obsessed with?
Ice skating.
Ice skating to Aida.
Ice skating to Aida.
Ooh, yeah. Has anyone done that?
I don't know. They should, though.
Let's talk about it.
I'm ready. Okay. I'm ready for
Mariah Nagasu. Get parts. That idea out.
Perf.
So this is a great segue. What advice would you give somebody learning how to skate on stage?
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
To focus on your upper body more than your lower body, because your feet are doing its own thing, and you got to make it look super effortless with this. And you get really great arms from it, too.
And watch out for trapdoors.
Yeah.
Well, probably especially on stage.
So,
yeah.
You work with Andrew Lloyd Webber a lot.
Yes.
What is your favorite part of his name?
The Lord.
Mmm.
Oh.
Yep.
That'll get you into a party.
Is it the red or the white? I never can remember that. Can we just quote Ace Ventura now?
The whole time.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Great.
Do not go in there.
Woo!
Thank you.
If I had been drinking out of the toilet, I might have been killed. Yep. So maybe I want to go back to that first question. Well, what else were you obsessed with? When
No. Your next question is, what's your favorite movie of all time?
Ace Ventura: Pet Detective 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Actually, the sequel is actually my favorite.
One more stare.
Oh, it was right there. Can I do one more time? Yep.
If I were you, then you'd be me.
If you were me, then I'd be you, and I'd use your body to get to the top. You can't stop me, no matter who you are.
This has been the Ace Ventura.
Anybody else want to talk about Ace Ventura?
Yeah.
This panel has done. What if it's like Jim Carrey? Wait, should I tell a fun fact?
Yeah.
Yes.
Can it be fun this time, though?
Fun fact, I almost died.
This is about when I almost died meeting Jim Carrey. No, one time.
Yes.
Only but a few years ago, once upon a time, I love Jim Carrey. We've now established this, so I feel like it's safe for me to tell you that I definitely went to Barnes & Noble when he wrote his book, How Rollin' Rolls, and you had to have, like, a kid with you in order to get a picture. So I, like, like stood with a kid. So that I could, like, be like, come on, sweetie, and then, like, be like, and get a picture.
Did
so I got
you know
pictures.
Said child, or was this, like...
Somebody who knew said child allowed that child to stand
up. Oh, okay.
This wasn't like you just, like, walked to the street, like, I have candy, come take a picture with Jim Carrey.
No, I get it. I was obsessed with Jim Carrey.
Obsessed with Jim Carrey.
Dumb and Dumber is the best.
But
Ace Ventura.
Yeah. Okay.
What about the Majestic?
Yeah, Eternal Sunshine.
It's a good movie.
I think this is probably the most important question we'll ask.
Okay.
How many slices of pizza can you eat in one sitting?
2.
Okay. What's your favorite?
But 2, like New York slices.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me just clarify for those in another state.
Yes.
Because sometimes they're small.
Yeah.
But these bad boys are like
monsters. Yeah. So
and then hit me with another one. Yeah.
So a whole pie. So a whole New York pie.
Right.
Basically, yes. I meant 2 slices, but it's a whole pie that you cut in half.
Yeah.
I should clarify.
Think big.
Yeah, because now that I'm not doing Little Mermaid, I can just eat whatever I want.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
They once called me the abs of Broadway.
Yeah, maybe we should stop. No. what's your favorite thing to see at aquariums?
Aida.
That would be incredible.
Well, all the things. I like the stingrays, because mm-hmm. if they put them in the thing where you like walk under it, ooh, and you see yeah. their smiles, just like. But another fun fact is when I was living in Vegas, there was an aquarium inside of one of the casinos.
Mandalay Bay, yeah.
It was Mandalay Bay?
Yeah, yeah.
Great. So I went there because I was like, I was doing Christine, and then I knew I had to go and do Ariel, but I was like, I need to research like how a mermaid moves. I know. All the like theater kids are laughing. It's like, yeah. Because I was like, I need to, like, how would I make her move, you know? And so I went, and I was just thinking I was going to go watch some fish do its thing, yeah. but there was a woman in the tank dressed as a mermaid, and I was like, perfect. So here's like 23-year-old me, like, watching this like naked woman being like, you know, in the thing, and I'm like, I had my notepad, I was like, writing how she's moving. So this woman was probably like, can someone please get the creep out? The creepy kid, please.
So my last question for this is,
yes.
how do you make your, if you were to eat a peanut
you
butter?
You guys, Cynthia Erivo is trying to WhatsApp me right now. I feel like I should. That's bad. That'd be sad. But let it be known. Okay, yeah. Go ahead. What was your last question?
How do you make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
I haven't in years.
Oh, yeah? If you were to do it now, like, would you cut crust? Would you put one on one side, one on the other?
Well, I definitely, I love grape jelly. I remember loving grape jelly. Only. Like, only. And very small amount of the jelly I remember I liked. I liked the peanut butter part, like a lot of peanut butter. I was going to say.
Crunchy or smooth?
Smooth, okay. Only.
Yes.
Okay. And then folded in half. Like mm-hmm. one bread folded in half.
Oh, yeah.
So that you could do, you know, and then you just like.
I'm sorry, can you do that again so everyone can see how you eat a sandwich?
Yeah.
This is a podcast.
Oh, yeah. You guys get it, right? And then you'd go to the next sandwich.
Great.
Yep. It felt great.
It's time for today's Lucky Land Horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Well, I think that's a great transition to another game.
Oh, another game! Okay. Since we have an audience, and usually when we record, we don't, I figured I would make up a game that could only happen right here.
Yay!
So, will you all help me with it, though? Okay. This is a very special game called Sing Out Louise.
Oh, my God.
You are Louise.
Yes.
So I have some big poster board that I'm going to bring out in a second. I'm going to hold up a show, and I want you all to sing the first song you know from that show that comes to your head.
Oh, my God. I love
and
it.
These three have to guess.
Yes.
And so the first one to say it correctly gets the point.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's practice. What if I held up Aida? Maybe we don't use the songs with the title.
Yeah. Or do.
That's fine. Yeah.
Okay, you ready?
Okay, we're ready.
Cool.
Now don't look behind me.
Is it just we shout out and whoever gets it first?
Kev, you want to grab that mic and pass it down so we jump on?
Yeah.
Okay. Whoever shouts it out
hello.
First, so if I can't hear you, someone judge.
Okay, I'll ready? Judge.
I'm going to try and make sure you can all see.
Rent.
Yes.
I heard a La Vie Boheme somewhere in there.
I can't hear anything.
No, I just heard Rama Lama Lama.
Wait, was Rent right? Awesome.
So I get 1 point. Okay, what? Good. Cats! Meow! Meow!
How are you hearing anything?
You just stare at one mouth.
Okay. I'm gonna stare at your
That's
mouth.
That's Kevin's advice for almost everything.
Don't mess up now. You just put yourself in.
All right, we're ready.
Okay.
I'm staring at you. A lot.
Little Mermaid! That's my girl.
Okay, okay.
That's right. I stared at her.
I shouldn't give away my trick.
Now I'm staring. Who are you gonna stare at? Raise your hand. Who are you staring at?
Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Right there.
No!
Hamilton.
What were
it's Hamilton?
Hamilton. Yeah. But you already said that.
Yeah, but you can have it. You
Hamilton!
Have
but you said it like about 5 minutes ago, and then I'm like, Hamilton.
All right. 1, 2,
Dear Evan Hansen.
I'm so bad at this.
No, it's because there's a lot going on.
Okay.
Wait, I feel bad. I want to look at someone over here.
Okay, ready?
They're like, no! I'm going back. Oh! Layman!
Layman! Oh!
What was it?
Yes! High five!
That is right. She better.
What was it?
Layman.
What's that?
Oh. I'm sorry, you must know the French pronunciation.
I do, I know.
Les Miserables.
Spell the whole thing. Okay, everyone try and spell this next one.
Oh, no.
Spelling bee.
Okay. Oh. Oklahoma!
Okay, this is the last one.
Okay.
And it's my favorite.
Oh, no.
And the hardest.
Merrily we roll along!
You didn't sing it backwards, so I didn't know.
I was so excited.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I'm so scared.
For what?
I don't think anyone's ever yelled it out that excited. Barely we roll.
I like it too, Hansa. That's the best thing I've ever seen.
So do I win?
Yeah, I felt like you won.
Okay, thank you.
You guys won. That was good.
But what Kevin gets as a prize this time is a little something we like to call Kevin's Corner.
Oh, I'm so excited. Okay, so Sierra, I have 3 very well-researched questions for you.
Oh my God, I'm nervous.
Question 1. You have appeared as a title character in multiple musicals throughout your career, including The Little Mermaid, Sweet Charity, Les Miserables, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, I know that one.
And arguably, it should have been you, which centers around a wedding. Weddings often feature men wearing a boutonniere, which is something that I think is extremely hard to pin on properly and takes superpowers. What superpower do you wish you had? And why?
Oh my God, that was a very direct question.
You're welcome.
My goodness.
They get even more direct as I go on.
Okay. Well, it's very basic, but it's flying.
Okay.
I think everybody wants that superpower. Though.
Would you have wings, or would you just like be able to?
No,
you, Peter
I would
Pan
just
fly?
Be able to like cut out of here.
Okay.
You know, above.
Like self-soaring.
Is that are you telling us you're done here?
Yeah, I feel that. This hasn't been any fun.
At all.
At all.
All right, you ready for question 2?
I feel ready.
Okay, in 2011, you performed the role of Sharon in Masterclass opposite Tyne Daly. Tyne Daly, of course, is remembered by many for her iconic role in the television show Cagney and Lacey, opposite Sharon Gless. Ah, see Sharon, Sharon? Okay. Oh. Who later was one of the stars of the groundbreaking Showtime series Queer as Folk, which is a staple series in my Netflix queue that I often watch and love. What are some of your staple shows in your Netflix queue? And why?
This is incredible.
from bootlegs I made right. on VHS. Yeah.
And put into Netflix.
And uploaded into Netflix.
I'm super high tech, guys. Well, I just finished rewatching all of Parks and Recreation.
I did too. The other day.
You?
Yeah, I did.
I literally watched all 7 seasons.
Oh, like, yeah. Does when Ron holds his arm out for Leslie and the door opens, do you just like sob?
No, I can't.
Yeah.
I'm not okay with any of that.
So good, right?
Yeah, and they're like holding hands on the swing. But forget
too
it.
Much. Okay, sorry. Moving on.
That, but also, I just finished binge watching also The Americans.
Ooh, that's a good one.
The Crown, obviously. Stranger Things.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much all the things.
So just everything.
Pretty much everything on Netflix.
You have the biggest Netflix queue in history.
In history.
Got it.
No
Correct.
Need to queue, just the whole
yeah. yeah.
All right.
Listen, when the Paris Opera House burns down, you have plenty of time to watch Netflix.
All right, and...
En flambé.
Very serious question. Oh. A slow clap for Miss Bogus right now. Well done.
Whew.
You earned every second of that slow, awkward clap. All right.
Wait, can I say the first slow clap in a movie I ever remember?
Yes.
Was from Cool Running.
Oh, yeah.
When they're coming from the bobsled and it's like...
Yeah.
I see pride.
I see power. I see a badass mother who don't take no crap out of nobody. I see pride, Junior.
Yes!
He knows all my favorite movies.
Kiss my egg.
That's a great segue to my next question.
Yeah, no,
I'm sure it is.
It's not. Okay. The fact that you've played the role Christine in The Phantom of the Opera more than any other performer in the universe is a fact I decided to make up because it sounds like it could be true. True Lies was a movie starring Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jamie Lee Curtis in 1994 that contained a risque dancing scene my mom fast-forwarded when we rented it from Blockbuster on VHS. Speaking of VHS, my mom has a VHS copy of most of the Disney animated movies, which I bring up only because Disney was a huge animation powerhouse, just like Hanna-Barbera. What Hanna-Barbera cartoon character would you love to bring to life in a musical? And why? For example, Hanna-Barbera created Scooby-Doo, the Jetsons, the Flintstones, Yogi Bear, and the Smurfs.
Oh, the Smurfs. Here's the deal, you guys.
We're listening.
Let me get real with you.
Okay.
There's a giant gap in my pop culture references because I wasn't allowed to watch TV. So I have no, like, clever answer to say to that.
I can go one more step if you'd like me
I
to.
Do want you to.
The Jetsons, one of the shows of Hanna-Barbera,
which I've never watched,
was set in outer space.
Great, I love space.
What would you like to do in outer space in a musical?
Way to save it. Great job.
Yeah, you totally saved
yep.
that.
I was worried.
But then we're just back to the superhero question because I just want to fly around.
Yeah.
But in a musical.
I don't need a song. People can sing songs about like, oh, that mermaid is flying.
In space.
So you'd be the silent flying space mermaid?
Mermaids. Silent flying space mermaid.
Would you guys go see that show?
Yeah. And I would sing like only at like the encore.
Right.
But like the rest of the time,
like
I don't
with like
sing.
Snow White when Dopey screams at the end, like that would be like your moment.
That's it. Yeah. Yep. Then I go.
And this has been Kevin's Corner.
Woo! Kevin's Corner.
Very serious journalism.
Should we, Kimberly? You want to play a game?
Sure. Do you want to play the hot potato game I made up today?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it.
I don't know what any of these games are, so I'm with you guys.
Neither do we.
We're gonna have fun.
I'll take this.
Do it.
Uh-oh.
We are going to play the Too Darn Hot Potato.
It's too darn hot.
Potato.
Exactly. I'm going to put a minute on the
potato.
Clock, and I'm going to pass around our Lights of Broadway show cards deck.
Woo!
That comes out of this all the time. And you're going to take one card from the top, taboo style, try and get everyone else to name it.
Okay.
If they get it right, you just keep that card and pass the deck.
Okay.
If you have the deck in your hand when the timer lands... when the timer goes off, then you're out.
Okay.
Because you got the hot potato.
Hot potato.
Right.
And we'll just play till one person wins.
Sure.
Does that sound cool?
I think that's great.
Kevin, why don't you start? Because I saw what was on top. Okay, go. No.
No. That's not how it works.
We played this game 10 minutes ago.
That's such a great thing to do because it's a podcast.
Are you ready to try again?
I went to college.
What do you do with me?
And
Okay, I'm ready. This person choreographed Hello Dolly.
Our champion?
The one that just happened. His last name also is the name of a famous...
Oh, Warren Carlyle. Warren Carlyle.
Bam.
Oh, me now?
Yes.
Yep.
Hop a tight.
Wait. I have the same
one.
Two cards.
Oh! This is my all-time favorite director. He directed Love Never Dies when I was in London. He also is directing Carousel that's about to happen.
Jack O'Brien.
Yes.
There.
Okay, so there's doubles.
What? These are all doubles.
We got doubles.
Oh, sorry. I just pulled from the middle.
That's fine.
That's okay.
It was my ruse to make sure that Brian had the deck when the timer goes off and he loses.
That's great. This is Us. Not an NBC show.
My Love Went to Midnight. No, just kidding. Yeah.
Broad Mason.
Yeah.
Oh,
I see.
This is a musical about old chorus girls.
Follies.
Yes.
Oh, damn it.
That panel's going on right now.
And the timer went off.
Kevin. Yay! Kevin loses finally.
Look how cute Jack is.
He's really cute.
All right, next round, I'll make it a slower amount of time.
Sure.
Less time. Yeah, a slow, it's not slow.
You can slow time down. That's your superpower.
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
Slow everyone down. Yeah.
Okay, ready?
Go.
Everything today is thoroughly modern.
Thoroughly modern Millie. Sutton Foster. Okay.
J. Pierpont Finch. Rosemary. It's a really long title.
How to Begin a Business.
Yeah.
Did I say that fast enough?
Yeah.
My favorite show. It's about painting.
Sunny in the Park with George.
Yes.
Sunny in the Park with George.
Oh.
Jellicle Songs with Jellicle.
Cats. The Revival of Christian Borle. Stephanie J. Block.
And yep. You're done.
No, you can't not guess to get me out. What?
I don't know what you mean.
Raise your hand if Brian's out.
Uh-oh. Okay.
All right, the redheaded ladies.
Uh-oh. All right, and I'm going to have the time again.
Go.
She's in Sweeney Todd right now. She is also a redhead.
Carolee Carmello.
Yes.
She was a Fosse dancer, like the most ridiculous. I think she was even married to him.
Gwen Vernon?
Yes.
Yes. Oh!
Okay.
Perfect timing.
Yes.
So you're doing a two-show day, okay? Put yourself in your own two-show day place.
All right, yes.
What is your ritual before the show, in between shows, and then after the show?
Depending on what size of part I'm playing, hopefully the lead. Kidding. Not really.
There are no small parts, only small
Small salaries. People. Oh. That true. I live like a nun when I'm doing a show, so if it's a two-show day, then...
So you're doing Sound of Music.
I live like a nun in a cloister. Right?
I hate it.
Solitary, celibate.
No one knows.
Thank you.
Oh, look.
There was a history musical before Hamilton, people.
Yeah, Phantom. It's the history of the Opera House.
Touché.
In Paris.
Touché.
It's all true. Huh?
Touché.
That burned down.
Yes.
That's right.
It's a short history.
That's right. I will usually order in so that I'm not going out in between shows. Mm-hmm. I will chillax on whatever nice sofa that I have in my dressing room. Thanks, producers. And that's pretty much it. It's very boring.
I thought you said you'd shellac something in your dressing room.
Yeah.
I shellac. I do a lot of shellacking.
Typical thing you do between shows.
I'm pretty chill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So tomorrow, if you're still here, we're doing 11 o'clock, we're doing something called Stage Door Stories panel. So we're going to preview that with a little bit of Stage Door Stories.
Stage Door Stories.
So here, we'd just love to hear something like
something very memorable about the stage door. We know it's a big part of everybody's, you know, Broadway going experience. And you know, and I'm sure you've done a lot of those, especially with Little Mermaid and yeah. being in that type of a show. Is there something that stands out that was funny, or was there something that stand up was just like really like captured your heart?
Well, during Little Mermaid, I just would love like the 3-year-olds who would come up to me and just give me the forks from their table.
Aww.
Like that happened quite a lot.
Really?
And it's like they had to have thought of that. And I mean, they were young.
Yeah.
They had to have been like, oh, yeah. fork, you know, and they'll give that to me and their parents yeah. don't
Security
have
Security did not
set.
Check those little kids'
no,
bags.
No, that's right.
Yeah.
Show me, is this a fork yeah. in here?
It's a dangle hopper, sir.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You go on. Not a pipe?
Yeah. It's a snarf flat.
Okay, yeah, you great, go we'll on. Go, yeah.
I really want you to play a security guard in your next musical.
Maybe that's in my outer space show.
It's called, yeah. Yeah. It's called En Garde.
En Garde.
The security guard musical.
En Garde.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
That was awful.
Thanks, Gab.
So the things that I would receive like that, that's just like, oh, my God, what am I going to do with these forks?
Yeah.
But also... When I was going to meet Barbara Streisand for the first time, what I started doing was researching. I was doing Les Mis at the time in London, and I started researching at stage door when people, because some people come up to you with a lot of intense energy. Has anybody seen Superstar starring yeah. Molly Shannon yeah. when she's like, your intense energy is a bit bombarding. That's how, like, sometimes, but it's like, because I understand, it's like, you need to get this out. Like, oh, but that ends up, me feeling like I need to make sure you're okay. So the ones, I didn't want to do that to Barbara, though I felt like it. So I was researching for myself of like, what is really like sticking with me? And it's when someone would just say thank you. Of just like, thank you so much for that experience that I just had, or something yeah, like yeah. that. And that sort of gratitude, it's really stuck with me. And so then I knew like how to approach Barbara Streisand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that really does stick with me. When yeah. somebody is genuinely like, this is the deal, like this has changed my life.
Yeah.
And I think stage door is hard for me sometimes because I still feel like that kid that goes to stage door.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It still feels like I'm that kid in, you know, majoring in musical theater in college and can't believe that I get this. But there's pictures of me stage dooring like Sutton Foster during Millie
yeah.
when I was in college, and I'm not speaking, and I wouldn't also ever ask. I was too nervous to ask for a photo or anything. Mm-hmm. I was just like that. Who did this? So mostly pictures of me stage dooring are just like this.
Yeah.
Just like, I don't know how to be around this.
Cool.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
But before we head out, we have one more game.
Oh.
So I've written a Mad Libs for you, and it's a Lights of Broadway Mad Libs. So you're just going to read that, and wherever it says Lights of Broadway card, you pick from this little stacky right there.
Okay. Broadway Con is insane. Look over there. Oh my God, how very odd. And it's Kiawa Settle.
Yes.
Dressed as Benji Pasek and Justin Paul. Doing an impersonation of Andrew Keenan Bolger.
I want to see that.
Look over here. Could you burst? Isn't it just Darren Criss at the Broadway Set booth learning Cats choreography with Kevin and Javier Munoz. You go, girls. Get it. Meow. Just seeing it feels so good. I'd scream if I only could. But I can't, because right now, Carrie Butler, yes, is performing a duet from Hamilton with Elaine Stritch while while Ben Platt is totally insta-storing the whole thing. I'd hoped and wished and wanted so to be here, wished and prayed that Jen Colella would hear my plea for an autograph or a ribbon at least. Just look at David Diggs and you will see something beyond your wildness.
So beautiful.
Thank you. That's our show?
Yeah.
That's our show?
That's everything. No?
No?
Yeah, great. Well, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Of course, yes. Thank you all for joining us.
Thank you all.
So a couple of things before we do wrap up. Everybody pull out your phones and follow Broad Wasted on Twitter and Instagram. But don't forget, we have a new Instagram user sitting at this table.
What?
And that's Kevin.
Kevin!
Kevin made an Instagram yesterday.
What?
Go follow him.
So feel free to follow Kevin at JagerKev.
I'm posting pictures.
One picture.
He didn't exist before yesterday. Go to iTunes. Don't forget, you can review us with 5 stars, please.
Yeah, please.
And yep, thank you. Follow Sierra Bagas on Twitter, and then official Sierra Bagas on Instagram. And
you can go to my website too.
Oh, you can?
www.whatsierrabagas.com.
Is it whatsierrabagas.com?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Like, who it? No. Because then you can join in the You Are Enough, You Are So Enough, It's Unbelievable How Enough You Are community.
Cool. Yes. Do that. And then you can also, from Broadway Records, you can get her album, Awakening. We end every episode with a quote.
Okay. Right.
And today's quote is, I want to be where the people are. I want to see them dancing, walking around on those. Wait, can you help me? What do you call them? Thank you so much. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
You.
We really appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
Everybody, enjoy BroadwayCon. And as we end every episode... Cheers.
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 Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. It was so fun.
Absolutely.
Bye.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.